Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, Linnell, we got a little bit of news to get into, including big win for the Wizards last night. We'll get there in a second, though. I lied to you, so I'm going to apologize.
About the news?
I told you that there was only positive news. Now, this isn't news. This is just the potential of one day news existing. Jeremy Fowler is reporting that Cliff Kingsbury is expected to interview for the Bears head coaching job. God. Now, here's what I'll say to preface this. Oh. I'm going to bring you down a notch here. Fowler said he's going to be selective with the process and evaluate his options. He also noted, and I thought this was a hilarious way of saying it, which is why I wanted to read it. Cliff Kingsbury is not exactly ironing shirts for job interviews just yet.
Sounds like a Cliff quote.
That does sound like a Cliff quote.
Right from the horse's mouth.
But also, Cliff ain't, you know, he ain't going in a wrinkled shirt.
Well, no, he's not.
No, he ain't going in a wrinkled shirt. My thing is with this, what that reads to me is that Cliff is not going to interview during the playoffs. And if Chicago wants to be hell-bent on finding somebody before the playoffs end, before Washington ends, who knows? They could get to the divisional, maybe NFC championship game. I think the further Washington goes, the more likely that Cliff is going to stay. I would say right now that Cliff is not leaving. I don't know that he necessarily
is. You see the way him and Dan Quinn hugged on Saturday?
I don't think he is dying to be an NFL head coach again.
He loves where he's at.
He left Arizona and went to Thailand on a one-way ticket. Because things didn't exactly go well at the end there. That organization didn't exactly treat that the best. But you know what that organization is in Arizona? A lot better than the Bears. The Bears are maniacs.
I don't know. You remember when the report cards came out from the NFLPA?
I did not.
The Cardinals had an F in everything. They were literally the worst team.
You know, so did
their ownership. Their ownership's bad.
But
their
so is Chicago's. It
may be worse than Chicago in terms of how they treat players and stuff like that was, and families of players. That report card was not kind to the Cardinals. And their GM, like they fired. If you like, go look at like
the track record of
firing executives and whatnot. Arizona's a mess, but Chicago's also a mess. I'm not scared of losing Cliff to the Bears. I'm not, because I think Ryan Poles is going to screw it up. First of all, the rumor, this is the real thing we should be worried about, is losing Lance Newmark. Because apparently, if Ben Johnson takes the Chicago job, he wants Lance to be his GM.
Yes, I did see that report.
That worries me more than losing Cliff. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the boat here. But I feel like the relationship, and this is just based on stuff I hear, and you've probably heard some of the same. Based on the relationship Jaden has with Tavita, and David Blau, if Cliff leaves, I don't think we're going to be, like, screwed. I still think Jaden is the secret sauce.
Yeah, Jaden is him.
But
I would also point out, though, because there's going to be a lot of ties from Cliff to Caleb on Cliff potentially taking this job because he worked with Caleb at USC.
They're boys, too.
They're boys.
So it's like it's deeper than just a coach-player relationship is what I'll say.
But it also feels like he and Jaden are boys.
Oh, how can you not be boys with Jaden?
Right, so like I think that's something that needs to be in the mind of Commanders fans who are maybe ready to throw up their arms. We're going to lose Cliff Kingsbury. He's already like he is in a really good spot. Sometimes it is fun to just call offensive plays.
Yes.
And to just coach Jaden Daniels. And maybe in a year or two If he wants to explore the head coaching market, he can. But if in a year or two he's still in the market for the head coaching spot, that means something's going really well for Washington. And that there was no cliff. Well, there was a cliff, but there wasn't a cliff moving forward. I still feel pretty okay. I think they're going to go for Ben Johnson because Ben Johnson is the sexy hire. I feel pretty all right with Cliff. And I think Cliff is still going to be the offensive coordinator this time next year.
I continue to believe that Ben Johnson's talent in Detroit is so rich that he's not going to be able to adjust when he's got mediocre players.
He doesn't seem like the adjusting kind of guy.
He doesn't, especially with calling hook and ladders in meaningless situations. He seems like a real jerk, doesn't he? From the way he blew us off.
And I think a lot of that is because the way that he blew us off.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why you're like my happy medium, Denton. I was ready to dunk.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right, though. If you want to dunk. The way that he blew us off
was trifling.
Regardless of who, like, they made the right choice with Dan Quinn.
Yes,
that 100%. Is 100% factual. They made the right choice with Dan Quinn. But you can still feel a type of way about a guy canceling while the people that are coming to interview him are in the air on a flight. It's not like you hadn't thought about that earlier. There was nothing that took place while they got on the plane that said, you know what, maybe I don't want to do this. You made that decision earlier. You just told them late. That is a very small way of handling
that's
things. Like acting, it's childish.
It's bad and bougie, if you ask me. That's what I would consider bad and bougie behavior from a head coaching candidate. The other part of this is kind of an aside here. With the success, because now I'm starting to think like of the teams that are in the market for a head coach, what's going to be the path they want to go? And I think with the success DQ has had this year in Washington, maybe the affinity for the sexy offensive mind is not as high, and you're more so inclined to go with the leader.
The leader of men.
Because there's some great leader candidates out there that aren't necessarily offensive whiz kids. Like Mike Vrabel is gonna get a job. Pete Carroll is going to get a job.
Yeah, apparently Pete Carroll's interested in that job.
I actually like that. I would love him there. I think he's what they need. I also don't want him to have Cliff. But like Aaron Glenn, I think he's going to get a head coaching job based on the job he's done defensively with Detroit when you consider the injuries they've had. He's a real leader of men. Brian Flores, I saw the funniest tweet. I'm going to tell it to you off air.
I saw that tweet.
Oh, my God.
I did not retweet it,
bro,
because I did not want to get canceled.
Oh, my God.
However, I saw the tweet that you were referring to.
Holy hell.
If you have not seen the tweet, I would encourage you to go to Twitter and type in Brian Flores, type in Caleb Williams. It'll pop up.
It will pop.
If you need some help, you can type week 3 in there. It'll pop up.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
pop up,
bro. I thought... Damn, I'm glad that you've seen it.
I saw that.
I forget to tell you things during the break sometimes, man.
But Brian Flores also has ties to Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
And I believe he might have ties to Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren is the reason that Jim Harbaugh is not in Chicago. Because Kevin Warren and Jim Harbaugh do not like each other. Because of the days of COVID, when Kevin Warren canceled the football season, Jim Harbaugh, football guy, squats and khakis, did not like that. He did not like that one bit. So that's just something to monitor. We kind of knew that was going to be a topic of conversation just based off of the way that the offense has played this year and based off of the way that the cliff has been dispelled because Washington's offense is excelling, even though they are injured as all hell. Elsewhere in the news, how about your Wizards? They get a big win over Chicago, 125-107. Jordan Poole went for 30. Malcolm Brogdon scored 12 off the bench. I mentioned that because he eclipsed 7,000 career points. Guy from UVA doing big in the NBA. We'd love to see that. They get New Orleans tomorrow at 8 p.m. You'll be able to hear that on the Team 980. There was also a video rolling around, Lanella, of Karl-Anthony Towns giving Alex Saar some really high praise for the way that he played when the Knicks had the back-to-back with Washington. The home and home, rather.
Yeah, Alex Saar is balling out of control. Word to Drake in the future. It's one of those things where it reminds me, and Wizards fans, remember this next year when Dylan Harper is shooting 3 for 12 in Summer League, that Summer League doesn't matter. It's about regular season. Saar was the poster child for... Saar was the poster child for, like, getting dunked on this Summer League. Everyone called him a bust. People were upset. Especially when we went up against, Reed Shepherd, the guy that was selected directly after.
Well, there was a degree of Wizards fans,
yeah,
that we're in the early stages of the Johnny Davis PTSD. Because Johnny Davis...
And which has turned into a great story, by the way, because he's a glue guy for them right now to me. Like, minutes-wise, he doesn't produce. There was a stretch of play, though, where they were dealing with the injuries. He defends his ass all. I think they're going to try to sign him, resign him at the end of the year, even though they didn't pick up the option. But, to your point, yes, the Johnny Davis PTSD is real.
It is very much real. So, good on the Wizards. That's win number six for them this year, and they got a New Orleans. They're going to be on the road in New Orleans tomorrow at 8 p.m. Caps at home today. They got Minnesota taking on the Wild.
Big win for the other night, too.
What's that?
Big win for the Caps.
Big win for the Caps. Ovi's back. He scored twice in his first two games, or once in each game, but twice in as many games to start his return. Puck drop, you'll hear it on 106.7, The Fan. Puck drop at 7, pregame at around 6:30. We talked a little bit about college football, but the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl was yesterday. Texas won a thriller, 39-31 in double overtime against Arizona State to advance to the Cotton Bowl. It was the birth of a superstar with Cam Scataboo. I knew who Cam Scataboo was. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There are many people, understandably, did not watch Arizona State this year. They saw Arizona State for the first time yesterday, and you want to talk about being relatable. There is nothing more relatable than puking and rallying on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Nothing more relatable. And then going and balling out. Now, when we ball out, when we puke and rally, Linnell, it's to go get a breakfast sandwich.
Right.
When he balls out, it's to go force overtime and double overtime for Arizona State against Texas. But Texas wins that one. It was a thriller. I would say it's one of the four best college football playoff games that we've seen. There was that Georgia-Oklahoma game with Baker Mayfield all those years ago. Georgia-Ohio State a couple years ago. Alabama-Georgia in the national championship. And then you got the Clemson-Alabama with Deshaun Watson and Hunter Renfrow winning with like 6 seconds left, dethroning Nick Saban in the national championship a couple years ago. I'd sandwich it somewhere in there as top four, probably above Ohio State and Georgia when Ohio State missed the kick literally as the ball dropped.
Great game. Atmosphere was electric. I love the way that Arizona State stayed in it. Felt like they were going to get routed. I think they were down, 17-3 after the first quarter?
Yeah, the first half was ugly.
The first half, and then, you know, forced a few turnovers, got things moving. I wanted to ask you, what you thought of Quinn yesterday? He finished strong, but other than that, was super inconsistent. And how do you underthrow? Well, he doesn't have a rocket of an arm. He underthrows his receivers so often.
The $6 million potentially quarterback did not exactly play well.
He did not, and I'm glad that you said that because I know he made three like super clutch throws at the end, obviously.
I mean, the fourth and golden was great. The final, what ended up being the game-winning touchdown was...
What did you just call it?
Fourth and golden.
That's all.
Yeah, it was fourth and 13.
Do you agree with Matt Miller says he's now his wide receiver one in this class?
He said Matthew Golden is wide receiver one?
I'm going to pull up the tweet. I'm going to send it to you. Matt Miller says he's wide receiver one now.
I do not agree with that. No. No. Yeah. What? No. Dude, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm about to pull up the tweet.
Is that a hot take? Did he see McMillan play in Arizona? That dude's a freak.
Matthew Golden has emerged as wide receiver one in the second half of the season. Really fun draft prospect who showed why he can play outside the hashes. Speed and concentration are major pluses.
That might be wide receiver one for Texas. That might be wider because Texas did not really have a wide receiver one in the first half of the year. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because McMillan, Luther Burden, Travis Hunter, those are the three guys. McMillan is a guy that I would love if Washington landed, but McMillan is going to be drafted in the top 10.
Yeah,
he is an absolute freak.
All right. Is that how we're going to end the final hour here? I did want to say this about as I'm trying to scroll and find it. By the way, completely another aside here. Malik Washington with a chance to turn himself into a five-star today. Quarterback in the Under Armour All-American game on ESPN at 4. Hashtag free grandma.
Hashtag free grandma. That game being played at 4 with a Sugar Bowl, not great. That was the final bit of news. Sugar Bowl postponed yesterday. Was supposed to be at 8:45. It's now going to be played at 4. That was due to the terror attacks in New Orleans. Obviously, that situation was terrible, but I do want to commend the people and the powers that be for making a decision quickly to move this game, and they're going to play that game at 4 p.m. today. You'll be able to hear me on SiriusXM after this game.
You're on
the post-game show.
Or are you just doing post-game?
Post-game show. Okay. Not late night, thank God. So because this game is played at 4 and not the originally scheduled 8:45, I get to go to bed before 2 a.m. So I'm going to be on 7 to 9 on SiriusXM. So you'll be able to hear me do that. That's going to be Notre Dame and Georgia. This might be the fastest game, Linnell, because nobody can throw in this game. This is going to be like Army-Navy. It might be over in 2 hours and 15 minutes, the way they're running the football.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'll be real with you. I don't want to talk too much about the attacks outside of us just sending our condolences. That's got to be scary as hell, man.
Like, terrifying. You can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere, bro. Like, and that's what I really took away from it. Is like, damn, where can you go? As a metro rider, that was long one of my fears, because like that's a way to like mass annihilate. I don't know. It's sad though, overall.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. But again, the powers that be handled that decision as quickly as they could, at least in the after effects of it. I've always been a big believer of this, Linnell. This is the last we'll say on this. Mm-hmm. I've always been a big believer that sports can be a really great avenue for healing and bringing a city together. And I know the game today is not featuring like two Louisiana-based teams, but I do hope that it brings a little bit of peace to know that, yes, lives were lost, and that's terrible. But you will be able to come together with those in your community and move past it and make hopefully something better of it. Maybe it leads to real sort of change to stop something like this from happening again. So you can party on New Year's on Bourbon Street, known for partying, without the fear of something like that happening.
It's tough. But to what you said, like, shout out the first responders and the medical people that like made it, you know, less than what it could have been, but it puts me in a bad mood, honestly, even bringing it up.
It does. It's crazy. It's terrifying nonetheless. All right, we're getting back to the football team. Now that the season is just about over, is it time to hand out a little bit of superlatives? You did it every year in high school. You might as well do it after every football season. We don't have a yearbook, but we're going to do superlatives anyway. He's Linnell Willingham. I am Denton Day. You can tweet us your superlatives for the Commanders if you have some. We'll read them on air if they're funny. At the Denton Day, at NELL_BTP. If you don't want to tweet us, you can also leave us a voice message. Go to the Odyssey app, pull up the Team 980. Right next to the play button, you see the voice message button. If you leave us a good one, we'll play it on air, especially, again, if it's funny and it's a superlative about this team for Washington. We head that direction when we get back. Don't go anywhere. The Kevin Sheehan Show continues on the Team 980.